Hello friends, that's Christmas away and we're now into the new year. Christmas was a nice time, quiet, but we had an enjoyable day. There was Kathleen, me, Mary, Matthew, Kat, and Michael and Leslie. And we started the day off at 11 by having a nice glass of champagne. And then Matthew cooked the joint. We decided on beef and not turkey. And he cooked the joint to perfection. He was a good cook. After lunch, we had a parcel presentation, gifts. And each one of us, I think, received 3 or 4 gifts. I received 4, which I was highly satisfied with. I got 2 lovely warm shirts, a pair of underpants, and 2 CDs, and an audio tape of historical value. And it's one I enjoyed very much. So the girls and the other chaps decided to play a word game in the afternoon, and I just quietly listened to the radio, hoping they'd play a carol or two, which they did eventually. But we passed a nice, enjoyable day, and we can't grumble. I went to bed at the usual time, 9:15, never fail, and that was the end of Christmas Day. New Year's Day, there was just Kathleen, Mary and me. And we had a normal day. They stayed up to hear the New Year in. And I went to bed at my usual time, 9:15. Never fail. And that was the end of the New Year's Day. So all in all, it was a nice day. And we enjoyed it. I hope that you all had a nice Christmas. And that you are now into the new year, and we wish you a very happy and prosperous new year, each and every one of you. Now we'll talk about a joke. A man was crossing the desert on his camel, but he seemed to have been lost, got lost. The sun was beating down on him, and he was really in a sad state. And after a day or two, the camel died, and he had to get on foot. Walking day after day in the terrible sun. The sun was blistering. Anyway, he ran out of supplies, and a day or two later he ran out of water, and the heat was cruel. The sun was really burning hot, and the sand below his feet were burning hot too. He were in a real state. And then suddenly he thought he saw a figure in the distance, and on getting nearer, it was a man. And when he got close to him, he said, "By good friend, am I pleased to see you. I've been without camel, supplies and water about 3 days, and I'm all in. Have you got a drink of water you can give me?" The man says, "Sorry, fellow." He says, "Sorry." He says, "I only sell ties." He says, "I've got no water." And the man says, "What would I want with a tie in the desert?" And he started to carry on walking. And after a few hours, in the distance, he thought he saw a hotel. And he thought, "Nah, it can't be, it must be a mirage." He says, "I'll keep on trying, see if I can approach it." And on getting closer, he found it was a hotel. Was he pleased? He thought his troubles was over, and he'd soon be having a nice bath and a good drink and get into some shade. On getting near to the door, the doorman stopped him. He says, "Sorry, sir, you can't go in here." He says, "Mister," he says, "I've been in the desert now over a week. Lost me camel, supplies ran out, water ran out." He says, "I'm just dying of thirst." The man says, "I'm sorry, sir, you can't go in here." He says, "But for what reason can't I go in here?" He says, "You're not wearing a tie." "You're not wearing a tie." Anyway, we hope you have a lovely time in the new year. But I meant to tell you, my new year's not started so well. I don't know who let the new year in, but it's not started so well. I had to go to the doctor this morning. I've got an ingrowing toenail, and it's beginning to hurt. And he said, "You'll have to see a podiatrist, or whatever they call them." And so I had to fill a form in. And I said, "How long?" He says, "It'll be a long time." I thought, "The nail will not last that long. The pain is again, it'll get worse." Anyway, he says, "You'll have to rely on what they do." So I says to myself, I wonder what it'd cost to have it done privately. So she says, I don't know. I says, well, we'll find out as soon as we see this podiatrist or whatever his name is. I'll ask him and see what he can do. I said, and if it's reasonable, I'll have it done privately. And that was that. So the New Year's not started too well for me. And funny enough, the toe, big toe on the left side, left foot, there'll be nothing left of me in a bit, but I'm all right. Cheerio, friend.